With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. 1 hour left of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio.
I'm going to have to start speaking deeper.
Why?
Because I see the text messages. Someone says I shouldn't be talking about people with high-pitched voices from one of my favorite texters of all time. So, you know who you are.
I got disturbing news.
Oh, boy.
And via, as Charlie would say, via the email.
Mm-hmm.
So I've talked about this website before, Have You Been Owned, PWNED, and it lets you know when your information has been stolen or exposed or whatever.
Yep.
I mentioned it before, and you sign up, and they'll tell you if you end up in some sort of, you know, dark web database of emails and whatnot. And my fitness pal had their account database hacked. So if you've had the MyFitnessPal app before, there was 143,606,147 accounts that have been exposed. Included in the information is the unique email address alongside usernames, IP addresses, and passwords. So if you're one of those people who use the same username and same password for everything you have, and you have MyFitnessPal, I'm not saying yours was stolen, but I'm just saying I got an email, and I'm among the 143 million accounts.
Is that a paid app?
Well, that sucks. MyFitnessPal?
Yeah.
No, I think it was free. And then I haven't used it in forever. But, yeah, it was free.
Wow. That's like the whole Wells Fargo thing. When you
That's the worst thing about it. But I really made sure now that my password is not the same across the board. So
you have to these days, especially because it gets so easy when your computer saves all your passwords and everything like that.
Yep.
It's so easy to just keep it convenient. But you have to be diligent about it. Yep.
Robert and Tom, I wanted to know who wins a bad teeth contest between Gammons and Bob Ryan.
Bob Ryan is another one. They look like they came out of the same balcony again.
I don't see what Bob Ryan's... Oh, my word.
Looks like Austin Powers.
No, Bob Ryan looks like he did write the Declaration of Independence.
Hmm.
Wow. Well, this one picture I pulled up, he kind of looks like what Bill Clinton will look like in 30 years.
All right, see, that's a different look in Bob Ryan, because Bob Ryan was initially on the sports reporters when ESPN first created the show, and he had the big feather duster mustache and kind of like the wreath hairdo where it was all backloaded and sideloaded.
What?
You know, like a wreath, like it goes around the head, but yeah. not as much on top, but the whole sides and back were completely loaded with hair.
Oh no.
Yeah, you want to talk about a face for radio.
Yeah. Oh, see, this is the worst. So yeah, I can see his teeth now. It's weird because there's a Twitter handle out there called Bob Ryan's Teeth, by the way.
Really?
And it just says sickest chicklets. It's called sickest chicklets.
Oh, wow.
And it's got a picture of his teeth. That's the weird thing is I don't know what's going on. You know, you guys probably have this where sometimes you'll get a little bit of plaque on the inside of your bottom teeth, and then you go to the dentist and they scrape it all out, and then it feels weird for like 3 days because there's no plaque down there or anything. It weirds me out when guys like Bob Ryan, because their whole front and back is just covered in this yellow, thick stuff. And it's like, oh my God, is that drywall? What did someone spackle your teeth? What is that on there? And that's what he has. So I'm going to have to vote for Bob Ryan as worst chiclets, because you've got frontal plaque buildup. No, at least Gammons is just like, if he had some braces and some whitener, Gammons would be fixed. And, you know, look, I had braces. I had crooked teeth, but I handled it. But so I'm not going to, that's no big deal. But that's a whole, Google Bob Ryan's bottom teeth. And, ooh.
That's just I'm married and old and ugly and I just don't care anymore.
You don't care?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Because remember now, for a while there, James Harden had some snaggle tooth.
So did he get it fixed?
He did. He eventually got them fixed. Yeah, he had a couple of, oh, of he had the eye one, teeth that were going a little like bit out of direction.
Yeah, he had a Jewel-ish, right? Like Jewel has that one fang that just
I didn't realize
like,
that until I think you mentioned it one day and then I looked at it. But yeah, just said he had a couple of his eye teeth were going in the wrong direction.
Is that what the fangs are, eye teeth?
Yeah.
These. Okay. Yeah, those are fangs. I call them fangs. I don't know. Maybe that's
yeah.
I had one of those. I had a fang that was ahead of my. It was like, I'm not going to stand with you guys. I'm going to go out front and be out there by myself.
Yeah, those bad boys can do some damage too, especially when you use them to try to like when you're like trying to bite something and really and then they're going the wrong direction. You're like, that ain't getting the job done there.
Then when your teeth aren't on the same page, that's a bad thing. All right, so I read the thing about my story my password getting hacked. There was this kid at Yankees spring training that was caught on video. And the headline that I saw in the news article was about this kid is the future of sports talk radio. And I was like, what is this about? This kid's probably got great takes. And so it's spring training. There's a lot of people standing at the edge of the stands to where the field meets the stands. And they're all trying to get autographs and talking. And someone's on a cell phone. And then I think Manny Machado somehow comes up. And then they get down to this kid who starts bitching about it. And he says stuff like the following.
Manny Machado just signed a $300 million deal with the Padres.
Oh, I don't want Machado on the Yankees!
That's good news.
Why not?
That's good news. I don't want anybody from the Yankees. I don't want Bogarts. I don't want Betts. I don't want Donaldson. I don't want any of those guys. I mean, you can take any other guy in the league. I just don't want anybody. I mean, you're not going to take a guy you hate from another team.
Hey, Brad.
It's kind of like taking Tom Brady from the Patriots and adding him to the Dolphins. It just doesn't happen.
First of all,
that Patrick was Tim Kirchin, wasn't it?
Patrick Creighton's son is so cute. He's got the New York accent, and he's screaming. But in Patrick Creighton's defense, he made a pretty good point.
I think the kid's got a lot on the ball in terms of knowing sports and knowing players.
At the end, when he punctuated, that's just crazy talk. Like I was like, why is Edith Bunker yelling at this guy with a phone? He sounds like Edith Bunker.
Some of the texters thought that was me.
The whiny voice.
Yeah, the whiny voice.
Did you hear somebody yell, oh, he's so cute?
Yeah, at some point.
Guys, he's so cute.
But I give the kid credit.
Play the end again where he's like, that doesn't make no sense! It's just...
From the Patriots and adding him to the Dolphins, it just doesn't happen!
It just doesn't happen! Oh, this kid. I don't know about sports talk radio.
Well, but he makes analogies. He's firing off all the players, especially like players in his division in the past and all these other things. I give him credit for being on the ball.
I mean, if his voice kind of lowers about 6 octaves in the future, I could definitely.
Well, he's got
to
a couple of decades to go.
I hope so. Hey, Joel, sometimes your voice doesn't get, it just stays squeaky, apparently.
Every time my mommy puts me on the potty, I cry. See, welcome back to ESPN.
I don't know what that was, but that was really good.
Tom Brady on the Dolphins? I mean, come on!
That sounds very familiar, but I don't know.
It's Howie Mandel's Little Bobby. Yeah, he did the cartoon character of it.
That's. I just thought that was really funny. But Kevin Joseph said, that also sounds a lot like Lance Erline's son, Snacks. Does Snacks sound like that? I've never heard Snacks talk.
I've heard a lot about Snacks.
Yeah, like Snacks knows his stuff. I feel like Snacks could probably release a mock draft and be as accurate as Lance.
So Snacks' favorite player is Ray Allen.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's a big Ray Allen fan. So Lance and I always talk because Lance knows I've known Ray a long time. And I'm actually trying to get Snacks a signed picture from Ray Allen. But it's funny because people were texting the show today that Daryl had made a reference on Twitter after Ray played really well in the celebrity game and made a bunch of threes. And Kelly Eco, our friend of the show, said, hey, you know, they should give Ray Allen a 10-day. And Daryl says, I'm in if he's in. And I couldn't resist. And I responded, been there, done that. I'll let you know. Because Daryl, and I've told the story once on this show, Daryl, when he got the invite to my wedding, said, and this was when Ray was going to be a free agent leaving the Celtics, he said, we can't make it. We've had something planned. But if Ray comes, I can change the plans. And I'm like, what?
Uh-oh.
And so that was a whole deal where eventually, you know, Ray was like trying to make it. And he kept asking me for updates. I'm like, dude, how disrespectful can you be?
Uh-huh.
And then I finally just told him Ray wasn't coming just because I really didn't want him there anymore. And then, you know, he didn't get a wedding. He never even sent a wedding gift. And I was like, oh, Daryl, I see where your priorities are, buddy.
Oh, wow.
So when I said that, he responded and he was laughing. And he knew because he knew exactly what I was talking about. That's the way Daryl does business sometimes.
That's funny.
I don't know if you saw it or not, though. Ray always keeps himself in great shape. But Ray did look like he could help somebody still.
Oh, yeah? No, yeah. I didn't see it.
Yeah, he can shoot it still, and he looked pretty good. Albeit in the celebrity game, but just his shot, and even wow. they had a four-point shot. He was shooting it from 30 feet out and knocking them down.
I mean, dude, one of the sweetest jump shots in the history of the NBA.
I mean, obviously he's going to be surpassed by Curry sooner rather than later, but he's the greatest three-point shooter in the history of the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be interesting to see because I thought the same thing before the tweets started happening. Ray could still help somebody if he wanted to.
How old is he?
He retired kind of prematurely. He's in his 30s, but I mean, again, the way he keeps himself in shape, and he's a fitness nut.
43.
Oh, is he really that old?
Yeah, I don't think he's helping anybody. Not
I still think he could help somebody. Yeah. Short term. Short doses.
This isn't baseball, where you can be 46 and Bartolo Colon. I mean, 43 in basketball
years.
Dude,
he doesn't have a 46-inch waistline either.
43 in basketball years is pretty old.
Okay. I don't disagree, but he's not your average 43-year-old.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's still... I mean, he would make me look ridiculous as far as physically fit goes. But you got to remember, he's also would be running with athletes in their 20s.
But if he's in the Rockets offense and he's getting the same open looks of Gary Clark and James Ennis was getting and things like... You don't think he could make a couple more than them?
Like, just 7 minutes of fury?
7 or 8 minutes. Let him sit and pop shots for you.
Yeah.
And if you need him at the last play of a game, put him in.
7 minutes of fury. That's like my sex life.
Seven's giving it a little bit of a bigger number. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We still got plenty more to go in the final hour of the show. And if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Give us a call. Give us a text. Give us a tweet. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday. FEF Friday tomorrow, so I'm sure you've already got your comedian of the week picked out.
No doubt. Actually, I did reach out in advance to a couple local guys. In fact, I yelled at all the comics locally. Not yelled, but I got on our... There's like a Houston
you
comics.
You didn't do anything in advance. Stop lying.
Bitch.
Wow.
Stop lying.
I'm going to show you my Facebook. Here's the deal. Okay, you ready? This is a... You shake on it virtually.
Okay.
I'm going to show you my Facebook, and if I have not had two conversations... over Facebook Messenger with two different comics about them sending me links to their sets. Not only do you have to bring me 15 Diet Cokes tomorrow for the day, you have to give me $20 cash.
I'm sorry, I'm allergic to bullshit.
Okay, so that's a yes.
No,
you're
that's
gonna,
not a deal.
You're going to all of that.
I'm already how many Diet Cokes I owe you? Like, what is
15 for tomorrow. You owe me 15 Diet Cokes. And now you're going to owe me $20.
You think Palillo has a hookup with Diet Coke from Big City Wings?
I don't think so.
I think that's just basically the wings.
Yeah.
So you're, yeah. So keep talking that mess, but I did my homework.
I should probably hit up the vending machine guy because he probably owes me $27 with that broke-ass vending machine.
Text me tonight and ask me about it.
I won't.
I know you won't. Because you'll be drinking
at
the
cook-off.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about tomorrow.
Should I get you that name now? Because you're no way you're grabbing audio in the morning.
That's probably
true. You better get
that
app called GetUp.com and you better use it because you're going to need it.
So I'm at least old enough to grow up with, you know, in the era of those alarm clocks that are so annoying and you always push snooze about 15 different times. Right. But now I use my iPhone. So and I literally had to set like 4 different alarms every 15 minutes just to make sure I would get up. So like I had one like at
now you know what
like
Lisa
5:30, 5:45, yep. 6 o'clock, 6, like I had
Wait,
4 alarms.
You don't have a snooze on your alarms?
That's what I just said. I'm using an iPhone.
I know, but like on my phone, I set an alarm at like 8 o'clock. Right? 8 in the morning. Like, if I get up at 5:30 and I'm like, I'm going to take a nap till 8 in the morning. I'll sleep till 8. And then I can, when I set the alarm, I can set, like, how long the snooze is and how many times I get to snooze.
Right.
So I can say, like, 5 times and then don't bother me no more. Or keep bothering me until I dismiss the alert or the alarm.
Right. And you can totally.
iPhones suck if you can't do that.
No, you could totally do it. I knew you were going to go down this road.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I prefer just adding multiple alarms. That's what I prefer doing.
Oh, you like doing it the hard way. You like making it difficult.
Well, you know what, though? He's not all
trying to wake
Lisa does the same thing. Yeah. But Lisa does her iPhone annoying as all get out with the 4 snoozes. And then as a backup, because there was one time, if you guys remember, about 8 months ago where her alarm didn't go off, she bought another really super annoying alarm that's in our bathroom. And so if she somehow, some way sleeps through the iPhone one, there is the world comes to a screeching halt, annoying pink alarm clock in our bathroom that just goes to town.
I've heard that as a, because I don't wake up easily. Like I have to have a lot of alarms and noise. And if I'm on the road and I'm worried about especially when I traveled for business, because I would have to be at like the office at 7 in the morning, I would sleep with the TV on. I never slept well. But I never overslept because of the noise. I would always be up. But I did read, like, put your alarm. Are you a heavy sleeper? Does it?
No.
No?
So just, I don't sleep very well. That's why.
So take your phone and just put it across the room and set the alarm and do the same thing with the snooze and stuff. But then you got to get up and walk over there and get it. And by the time you get up and walk over there, it'll make you wake up.
Yeah, I will walk over there.
And lay on the floor.
And walk right back. I won't. You don't know me.
Lazy
I'm telling
ass.
You. Yeah. 7 in the morning.
Oh, dude.
Really?
Golly.
You know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to call you at 5:30. That way
you're sure not, you know. Dude, yeah. I will drive up to cut and shoot, and I will punch you in the face.
I'm going to call you at 5:30. I hope you're ready.
Buy one of their premium model shotguns, because you know they're the only ones that sell, like, good shotguns.
What? Cut and shoot? The town of cut and shoot?
I don't think any other place has premium model shotguns, right? That's fair to say.
What?
I think that's fair to say.
I don't think you know how shotguns
I know
or
nothing
cut
about
works.
Cut and shoot at all, no. Or the city, or the people. It could be a cool town. I have no idea.
No, you're pretty close.
Am I? I mean, it's named Cut and Shoot. I mean, like.
I've driven through there several times. We don't usually stop. So.
And you hope your car doesn't stop.
Yeah.
What about Quince?
Exactly. Never been there.
Never been to Quince.
Can't speak on it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, you can always find out.
No. No, I mean, if the opportunity arises, I would love to, but I don't think so. There's already t-shirts out, by the way. Fred's Dark Side sent us a t-shirt.
I just saw that, yeah.
Eh, was my response. Not that good.
So you wanted it to be funnier. It's not about offensive or being too soon.
No, that just like, that does nothing really. That's a bunch of clip art and some letters.
And if you can't see it, obviously it's
just a shoe and a foot.
The foot, like sole. Which is what the Tar Heel logo is, and it says blowout, meaning the shoe and the game, and they put the score at the bottom. And it really does. It looks like a very generic knockoff shirt that not many people are going to buy.
I mean, I'm hoping Fred didn't make that. He just saw that.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, because then I would feel like a jerk for disparaging his design. But
my peoples back home, by the way, are at it again.
Uh-oh.
I'm embarrassed for them.
Okay.
Okay, there's a high school in Wisconsin that had their cheerleader after the season awards banquet, so to speak, their annual banquet, Tremper High School. Okay, it's in Wisconsin.
What kind of awards do you give at a cheerleader banquet?
Well, you're about to find out.
Oh,
because
no.
Unlike, like, you know, most spirited or, best attitude kind of thing, that's normally, I think, the along the lines of what they go for. This coach had a different idea. The parents who were present weren't exactly pleased because there was the Big Boobie Award for the girl with the biggest breasts.
No.
The coach giving the award, according to several parents among the 100 people in the audience, made the joke that the girl risked a concussion when she ran because of her enormous boobs. There was a Big Booty Award for another girl. In a video from the event held at a local catering hall, the coach presented the award and said, "We love her butt. Everyone loves her butt."
Oh, wow. Okay, female coach or male?
Seems to be Patty Utech.
Still don't know.
Is the coach.
Pat, Coach Pat.
It's true.
Doesn't narrow it down.
Androgynous, but Patty Utech also gave away the String Bean Award to a freshman who was the Tremper cheerleading, was so light and skinny, quote unquote, that she won that award. And the coach also said, "We understand that we are in a politically correct world these days, but we do like to have fun and keep things on the lighter side." Well, now parents have a little bit of an issue. Two current cheerleaders spoke with the Times, who first reported this in Wisconsin, and said they're with their parents' permission and described how they felt. One said, "When the girl went up to accept the Big Booby Award, what do you think everyone in the room was looking at?"
The award.
I would have died.
Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the, like, who did it say who, like, who's responsible for setting up all these awards?
The coach.
It is the coach for
Patty,
sure.
Patty, yep, was
it's
the one.
It's not suspecting the coach.
No, they're saying it was the coach.
I wonder if the coach is taking the blame for the team. Because that seems like what high schoolers would scheme to do.
I mean, you know that you've had coaches along the way that aren't afraid to have a little fun with you and poke a little fun during the course of the year. But that's just the team, inside the circles of the team. But when you're doing it at a banquet and parents are present and you know there's a lot of people and it's not even at your school, it's out in a public place. Yeah, I think you're asking for it.
I have so many things that I would say right now, but I fear getting letters and angry calls to
what
end
has
me
stopped
at the
you
front
in the,
desk.
Now that what's stopping you now that hasn't stopped you in the past?
I wish this was on XM Satellite.
They are super competitive. I mean, you saw the coaches. Forcing cheerleaders from that one school to do the splits. Remember, because they were trying to get them to be flexible, and she was literally crying. So they're super competitive. With
cheerleading?
That kind of stuff. Oh yeah,
it's weird.
Big time competitive.
Yeah.
Those ones that do the competitions with the pyramids and all the.
Even if they're not in the competition, those girls are competitive.
Especially in Wisconsin, like you give out like the best base award, and it would just be the biggest girl in the squad. And then
she
would get the best base award. You would give, like, you know, the girl that won't shut up award the loudest. I don't know. I think you could have some fun that way.
Yeah, they could have done like a scouting linebacker.
Body awards, though, well, that's creepy.
That's what I said. The multi-sport athlete award for the cheerleader that also was able to play linebacker. Got some big girls back home. I speak from having lived there.
Wisconsin. So is the cheerleaders big in Wisconsin as
not
well?
Not in high school. But again,
they start eating in college.
Our biggest differential was we had a dance team. We had cheerleader squad. Dance team was always a step above. But I guess it varies from high school to high school.
Like a step above in looks?
Yeah, in terms of overall, like, you know, presentation and the looks and what kind of shape they were in, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's about the same, I think, of ours.
Is that right? You had a dance team and a cheerleading squad?
What's weird, though, I hope I can say this on the radio.
I'm going to just dump you, so I'm just letting you know. No one's going
to
hear it.
Now, this is cruel because it was high school, but we used to call the dance team the whore core. That's not right. That's not...
You're good. You're good.
Yeah, we used to call. That's
really?
What we used to call them. Yeah, it's not nice. I'm not proud
of
it.
Was it accurate?
I mean, you're labeling entire. That's probably accurate. I don't know.
I mean, there were.
Did they have pom poms?
No, this was like the ones with the white gloves, and I guess they did batons.
I mean, I've done dumber stuff in high school, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. Right. Don't be dumb and not use Cheers if you drink. I don't want you to do that. It's called Cheers. It used to be called Thrive Plus, and I talked about it last year when it was Thrive Plus, and I'm excited to tell you about it this year as Cheers because it's a new name, new year, same great product, though. Cheers is a supplement that reduces the negative effects of alcohol in your body. So if you're out there listening and you're like 60% of Americans that drink at least a couple of drinks on occasion, Cheers is for you because, look, I'm older. I'm 44. Nick's getting older. He's going to drink. I know what he's going to do tonight. He's going to go to the cook-off. He's going to take him some Cheers. He's going to feel great in the morning, and he's going to be ready to go for the bench because that's what Cheers is designed to do. It was developed by a team of five PhDs. There's the Ivy League scientists on staff. It was on Shark Tank. This stuff is legit, and it works. We've raved about it here on The Usual Suspects in the past because we've all taken it, and it all works. And I want you to get you some. So go out to CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com. Get your order in before 4 p.m. You will have it on your doorstep the very next day. It's a Houston-based company that has a great product that I want you to get into your hands so that you can drink and you can have fun and you can enjoy yourself and feel better the next day. And if you don't feel at least 50% better, this company will give you your money back. How cool is that? Get your order in now. CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com. Guys, I don't drink without Cheers. And neither should you. And you know what? We'll be back right after this in 60 seconds. Don't go away.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday. FYF Friday tomorrow. Barry will have a comedian of the week, and we are going to have some fun. We have a special guest lined up that, let's just say, is going to play a prominent role on the NBA telecasts tonight that is scheduled to join us. And if he does, it's always a, quote, fest of fun that we should have some entertaining conversation with.
It should be good.
Yeah.
On the text line, because I said that our dance team was called the Whore Corps, somebody texted, and of course now everybody's giving me what theirs, because apparently every school had a name. Somebody said our dance team was called the Strutters, but, you know, we're kids. We called them the Slutters.
There you go. So, I guess that's a thing.
Yeah. Apparently, that's what it wasn't just Jersey Village that had no class and were mean to our fellow dance members. Not fellow. I wasn't on the team, but well, you know what I mean.
Well, that was the other thing that we didn't talk about when it was going on. But the Rams being in the Super Bowl this year brought attention to the fact that the Rams had two male cheerleaders.
Well, we talked about it before on the show when they were trying out. I think we just and they won.
Oh, that's right. When they were trying out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a big deal because during the Super Bowl, they performed. They were there.
Good for them. Huh? Hey, Barry, I enjoyed the open mic last night at the Joe Joint. Well, I appreciate you coming. Thank you for joining us. It wasn't an open mic, though. That was a show. That's what's called a showcase. Now, I did do some jokes that I had just written, so I was working on some stuff, but not an open mic. That was a show. So you got a good show there from Chingo and crew. So I'm glad you had fun. Thanks for coming out. Barry, I need your help, man, for real. I was looking for that Escape from Prison movie, and I couldn't find it on Netflix. It's called Escape from Dannemora, and I don't know how to spell it. So, Dannemora, Dannemora. And there it is.
Now ends in an A?
Yeah. Dannemora.
Thank you.
All right, shut your mouth.
I just asked a question for clarification for the listeners.
Always got to be right.
Jeez, I just asked a question for clarification for the listeners.
Here we go with having to be exact with, like, words matter. Ugh, no wonder you couldn't find it. My stupid ass has been calling it the wrong thing the whole time. It's called Escape from Dannemora, so I hope that helps you. It's really good. You should check it out.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
So did you see this? Everybody was tuned in to the Duke-Carolina game last night. But I really feel like Georgia got screwed. What a dumb rule.
Boy, did they.
Just an absolute travesty. Tom Crean, who used to coach Dwayne Wade at Marquette, then he went on to Indiana. He's now at Georgia. And I can't help but feel for the guy simply because of the fact that he was in a tie game, Mississippi State and Georgia, tied at 67. A kind of questionable call, foul was called, and the Mississippi State guy goes to the free throw line and proceeds to clank the first free throw. Goes to shoot the second one, which he ends up missing too, and someone at the... It's a home crowd for Georgia.
Yeah.
Someone decides to throw a stuffed bulldog onto the floor with 0.5 seconds left in a tie game after he missed the free throw. The referee ends up calling a technical because of the crowd throwing it while he was shooting. The guy barely made the final free throw, and Georgia ends up losing by one.
So several problems with this. One, the Mississippi State coaching staff and bench really sold it that it needed to be a technical foul. Mm-hmm. My big problem with it is that, yes, it was thrown on the court, but it was behind him and he never saw it. In fact, right. He was literally the only person in the arena that had no idea that it happened.
I would agree with you.
Now, I get it. You can't if you and it also did not affect the outcome of the shot. It was just a bad shot.
Right.
But if I get it, you don't want to set the precedence that, oh, well, it's okay to throw stuff on the court if it's behind the players. You don't want to set that precedence. But damn, it had nothing to do with the outcome of the game until you made it part of the outcome of the game. That's the problem I had.
Here's the thing. And again, it's more an occurrence in the NBA than it is in college. But the referee has to use some common sense too, right? Like in a game this tight, that could have some ramifications going forward in terms of if these teams make tournaments and seedings and things like that. It's a conference game. Just use some common sense. Let the players decide it at the end of the day. Don't let your interpretation of that rule decide it, because a lot of times the referee will just pick it up. And then, you know, because Crean grabbed the microphone and basically said, look, stay with us on this one. But let's act accordingly and kind of get them to kind of calm down. But at that point, half a second left, you know, got to go the length of the floor. Basically, they lost the game on that call.
But shouldn't there have been a warning? I mean, shouldn't that I don't know if there was.
That's a great point. That's another thing they could have done. Said, hey, let's do a warning right here, right now. Next time, we're teeing you up.
Don't do it again. That's your one warning for the home crowd. You can't throw stuff on the court. But there was no warning. There was no nothing. It was, and we're not talking about some carnival-sized stuffed animal that comes flying in like a five-year-old kid. Right. I mean, this thing was literally like a rabbit's foot.
Fit in the palm of your hand.
It was small. And I don't know. It sucks for Georgia. I mean, it's not like Georgia's.
They're not going anywhere this year. He's trying to turn around that program.
10-15, 10-16 now. They're not good.
But nonetheless, a home game. You want to get a win. You're in it. It's a tie game. Those are the kind of games, especially when you're having a down season, that goes a long way towards next year and recruiting and momentum and the crowd. And it's a tough way to lose a ball game, no matter how you slice it.
Well, it's just 1 of 16. But I mean, you don't know what could have happened after that in overtime or whatever. So
sure, but let them lose it on the floor. Don't lose it because of a stuffed animal.
Of course.
So that was just something that was out there after all the debacle that happened in the Duke Carolina game. Also out there that happened overnight and into the early morning, Steelers general manager went on the radio and said Big Ben can criticize whoever he wants because of his reputation for going on the radio and calling out his teammates, that he is the franchise quarterback. And so with that, he has the ability to do that. I just think that is a bad precedence to be set.
I'm with you. You don't want to give carte blanche to a guy to be able to say whatever he wants. You still want him to be a part of the team. You still want to make sure he respects his coworkers, that he respects his organization. You might come out and say, look, Big Ben's been around the block. He knows what he's talking about. Not that we don't always agree with everything he says. He has the right to express his opinion. It doesn't mean he's always right, and it doesn't mean we support him every time he does it. And that's the right way to handle it.
I'm with you. And I think even in the event that he did it behind closed doors, that still could make Big Ben's head get big. But the fact that he did it publicly or told a media outlet, I think it just fuels it that much more. And I don't know if that's a good idea. I mean, if he really wanted to feel like that and he wanted to kind of set that tone in the locker room, I think you should have done that behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't know if that would have been the right way to do it.
Here's the biggest question I have in this whole thing. Is he that confident when they're in the locker room going face-to-face to tell Antonio Brown or Juju Smith-Schuster or whoever that they're underperforming or he doesn't like the way they're going about their business? Or is he using the media and his radio show as a crutch to be able to do something that he wouldn't be able to do if they were in the huddle, in the locker room, in the team facility? Because there are coaches in the NBA in particular that hated the confrontation between player and coach one-on-one, but would use the media and almost would kind of give the media person a little bit of a nod to say, I need or I want that quote to be in the story or a prevalent part of what you're writing because I need to send a message.
I think this typifies the issue going on with the Steelers right now. You've got a locker room in disarray, and you're coming out and saying, "Well, we don't need that guy. We don't need these two headaches." But this guy that's talking mess and pissing people off and calling people out, it's okay. You're not making it any better. You're giving him carte blanche to say what he wants. The quote from Colbert was, if our players were smart, they'd listen to him because he's been there, he's done it, he can tell them, no, guys, what you're doing is or is not good enough to do this. And I don't have a problem with that. Again, I think what you have to make sure of is that you say, look, he's entitled to his opinion. Sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong. We wish maybe he would do it behind closed doors and not out in the open. But you have to respect a guy like Big Ben who's been there and won a Super Bowl. Something like that, because you're saying basically it's okay, but you're not co-signing it. You're not just saying, let him do it.
Essentially, too, like Deshaun Watson, if he has a radio show and, say, D-Hop doesn't, Deshaun should be able to let it fly on that outlet?
Well, I think their point was that he's won a Super Bowl.
Well, that I get, too. But, I mean, he's also anointing one of the players on the team that he can just go out there and do that. About the Steelers, that means that other players are going, well, then if he can do it, can I?
Well, you know, it's weird because it's one of those roles where it's a leadership thing, right? It's a quarterback. It's a Super Bowl winner. There's a few guys in this league that could do that. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, maybe Big Ben. They can call out a teammate and people should respect that.
What about Joe Hayden, though? He hadn't won a Super Bowl, but he's a highly respected veteran player in that locker room. Joe Hayden should, if you want to talk about a guy that should be able to speak up too, it should be not whether he's won a Super Bowl or not, just been there, done that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you expect your leaders to be able to lead, but that also doesn't mean you can, you know, throw people under the bus.
Right, right. Definitely. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We got one segment to go. We take you up till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. That means that Aaron and Fred and AJ will take you all the way, and you don't have to do a darn thing. We are the Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Not clashing, not at all. But see, my nigga went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one pass him. Drip, drip, drop. There it goes an orgasm.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. Covered some ground today, fellas, as we've had two fantastic guests from Vortex letting you know a little bit about the boxing classes and the ways that you can get in shape without the traditional ways of just cardio being running or riding the bike.
I'm telling you, man, best one of the best workouts in the city.
You right can rip your booty.
Well.
She said ripped that. Butt class.
You saved that? Thank you.
No. See, why do you got to pander and lobby for that? You know what? If you didn't catch it yourself.
I've already isolated two from Barry. You want to hear it?
That's horse pucky.
No.
You want to hear it?
No.
Hold on.
Well, yours is twice as thick as mine.
Well, that's going to cost you 15 Diet Cokes, though.
Yeah, that is going to cost you 15 Diet Cokes.
That's fine.
In one day.
In one day. But you know how many times
machine.
That's everlasting.
That's
that
fine.
Clip?
That's fine.
Forever.
Okay. Well, it's not like I don't have 15 of them already on the damn thing. Steelers fan Juan said, why in the hell is it okay to trash talk on the field, but calling out a teammate is not okay? Chemistry? Yes, that's exactly why.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, you, and again, it's you can call them out and, you know, behind closed doors in the locker room when the media is not there, but doing it in public and in a public forum.
And you never know, that might have happened. And I think for the first time in a while, Big Ben actually has some leverage. He has an option. He just doesn't have Antonio Brown. He had Juju.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what separated the locker room. We always talk about, you know, it's the locker room gets split when two people fight, two big names, yeah, important key players on a roster get into a disagreement and begin to hate each other. Half the team could take Big Ben's side and the other half could take Antonio Brown.
It happens.
This is also why when we talk about analytics and how prevalent analytics has become in sports, that it's still very important to not discount the other elements of team play, i.e. chemistry, mm-hmm, and communication and things like that. You can bring in a player that really helps your fourth quarter scoring and can go dribble right with his left hand and score with 5 minutes or less to go in the game and get you at least to the free throw line. But if he is a complete a-hole in the locker room, or he either doesn't talk when people say what's wrong, or he doesn't, you know, communicate when something's bothering him, you could do more damage than you could good for the benefit of the team if you don't take both things into consideration. That's why when everybody talks about analytics and Moneyball and Daryl, you know, the way Daryl does the NBA and Billy Beane does baseball, the one thing that the true old school players always try and say is, look, that's all fine and dandy, but just don't forget about the fact that there are other elements that need to be considered.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then somebody texted and said, but you guys call out Nick 24/7.
I get roped into that a lot.
You do call me out. What are you talking about?
No, I get roped in.
You are the worst about claiming innocence. You are just as bad as the rest of us
you
on this show.
You call me out, good I call Lord. You out.
And I'm sorry, you, Texter, but...
You say I use peanut butter, I say you're old and yeah, fat. It's all good.
I
you
always bring butter up in forever.
The Latinas and all that. Man, no, come on now. Don't even try that. We are all equally guilty of that. And it's all, for the Texter's record, it's all in fun. Like, we're literally... just messing with each other. It's not, it's different. It's different if I come on and go, you know what? I'm tired. We've got to be a better show. And Nick, you're a bad producer. You need to be a better producer. You should like, and if I'm meaning it, that's what we're talking about. Not joking and busting balls. That's completely different than actually criticizing our work. Completely different.
Well, now that we've all agreed that we can all give each other crap.
You know,
let's bring up the teddy bear situation again with Joel. People were requesting on the text line. It wasn't just me. So,
well, certain people have been banned.
Does that mean the story's been banned?
Yesterday. You got to tell. That's true. We didn't get to it yesterday. They brought it up.
Okay. And again, I don't like to bring attention to it. And I know that this makes Nick just giddy. But the fact of the matter is when I first started
hold on,
with the
hold on,
Rockets.
I got an intro song for it.
Hey, everybody. We're going on a bear hunt. Are you afraid?
You guys have been waiting on this, haven't you?
I'm not afraid.
What is this?
The bear song.
I don't know
bear.
What the bear song is.
It's the teddy bear song.
No clue.
Bro, what did you play this?
So did the teddy bear punch hard?
No, because he never punched.
I'm not afraid.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. All right. I'll stop, Joel.
Oh, it was fun.
But I just want you to know, 2 hours today, 2 hours last week.
Oh, my God.
I get a lot of heat, too.
Oh, God. That is so funny. You had a song. I don't want to see. You know what? I take it back. You don't owe me Diet Cokes. You don't owe me $20. I don't want you to mad at me. I don't want you to get. I just know I'm going to. That's no, you ain't right. By the way, you know, I usually get mad when a text comes in calling me a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
I deserved it this time.
Why?
Somebody texted the show and said, tell that dumbass that show isn't on Netflix, it's on Showtime.
Which show?
Escape of Dannemora. Oh. Yeah.
So you got all the details right.
Oh, God. No, I missed it all. I got the name wrong, and I was saying it's on Netflix. So, and then the texter said, well, they must have removed it because I can't find it. That's my bad, bro. It's on Showtime, on demand, so you can watch it there. I apologize about that. I'm the old guy that just says, like, hey, what do you want to drink? I want a Coke. And that means anything. So, like, I just assume anything I watch at home is on Netflix.
See, we talked about that. And depends I have on Hulu, where you are in the
Amazon,
country.
I have all the streaming services. I've got every package on cable, HBO, Showtime, and all that. But if I watch something, it's Netflix.
I mean, it took me a while to kind of steer away from Disney movie. I would call every animated movie a Disney movie.
See?
But the people would correct me all the time. No, it's a Pixar movie. Oh, or God. It's you know.
Those people should go to hell.
Yeah.
That's too.
That's the other thing. You can't call it cartoons anymore. It's an animated film. It's animation. Yep.
That's a thing?
Because that's more technical.
It's animated. Yeah.
Yep. So that's something you learn with a kid, huh?
Well, I was more broad. Not even with a kid, broad. Even before that.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never known that.
Yeah.
No way.
And I've had people correct me. And I'm like, God, growing up, everything was a cartoon. If it wasn't, you know, film, like highlights or movies, then it's a cartoon. Nope, not anymore. It's an animated film.
Wow.
And animation.
It ain't that serious. Now, look, I will admit, it is a dumbass to send someone to the wrong platform to find a show you're talking about. That's on me. I got to be a better.
Can you just imagine the person that's still sitting there going, where is it? I can't find it. He said it's on there and it ends in an E.
That's why I feel like it. Not only did I tell him wrong. God. I spelled it wrong
and you had the wrong platform.
When people call me a dumbass on the text line and I don't deserve it, I get angry. In this case, I deserve it. That was a very dumbass thing for me to do. Yeah. Hey, Barry, do you ever include Nick or Joel in your jokes? I'm guessing you're asking about...
Like on stage, he's probably asking, sure.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I wouldn't do that. Everything I do is here and in the moment and just, you know, busting balls and all that. No, I don't write jokes about them. In fact, I don't really have any sports in my set. I don't go up and tell jokes about
sports. That's the difference between kind of a dangerous here move, though, and there. Right?
What?
Isn't that the difference between here and there? There, your audience is very specific in what they're going to see. They're just going for comedy, funny stuff. Whereas here, we like to implement both funny stuff and sports to be entertaining.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody said, "What's the work hierarchy like? Is Nick y'all's boss?" No,
dude.
But he could be in a year or two. You never know.
Bottom of the barrel, sir.
No, we are all equals. We are all co-workers.
I wouldn't even say we're all equals. I'm the bottom of the barrel on this program, sir.
Absolutely not. No, we've actually. I think.
Okay, you are. Joel and I are the stars.
I'm the bottom. I think to our credit, we've tried to make sure that this show went from the get go was about.
I would agree with that.
You know, equal time. And to our credit as a station, I think that tends to be the case more. A lot of the other stations on the AM dial don't include producers. They don't get any airtime. And I mean, in the morning, you've got Dell that gets plenty. You had Jong when he was here, got plenty of time. And
even
Nick,
Jose when he's working with Charlie.
Yeah,
he gets his credit because here's the thing: what you hear is what you think is what you get, and what you don't realize is well before we go on the air, all three of us are putting a ton into every show every day, and therefore credit should be distributed the same way. And a lot of people don't think that way, but we appreciate the people around here because there's a lot of people that bust their ass that don't get enough credit.
Somebody texted DJ Publius is definitely at the top of the hierarchy. No, you don't know how this works. And then part of that question about is Nick y'all's boss? Who gets paid more? What a dick that you would ask about salary. I should block the texter. I should block you from the text line just for that. You know how rude that is to ask people about salary?
That's one of the unwritten rules in just life. You don't ask what someone else makes.
Like, we would just be dumb enough to tell you that Nick makes more
than us. But, Barry, since you have two jobs and you're unhappy with what you make here.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Because that came up today, too.
Jesus. Some of y'all are weird, I swear.
But most of y'all are great, and we appreciate the suspects that are loyal and they get it.
Though it's the 1% weirdos that ask you how much you make and assume you're unhappy.
Or a racist.
What?
Because they get banned, too.
Oh, that's true.
So you cover a lot of ground there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, the suspects that listen to us each and every day. And we'll be back again tomorrow, so hopefully you will be, too. Again, it's an FYI Friday. We'll have a comedian of the week. We'll also have a special guest, hopefully, via the HRP listener line that you're not going to want to miss. So we're going to take you to break and take you up till 4 o'clock, as we always do. And the Blitz is going to take you home till 7. But for Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.